The UK government has announced all British diplomats and their families have been evacuated from Sudan in what it called a complex and rapid operation. William Pattey is a former British ambassador to Sudan and joins us from London. Sir, as an ambassador in a country like Sudan that can be volatile, I assume you always had contingency plans for evacuations. Walk us through how that works, from the decision-making down to the execution.
Well, you have a contingency plan for evacuation, but the plans very rarely survive contact with the enemy. And this is a particular circumstances that wouldn't necessarily have been foreseen, that you'd have two heavily armed forces fighting in the streets of Khartoum. When I was in Sudan, the evacuation plan was to go by road in the event of the airports being closed, go by road to Port Sudan. But that's a long, it's a long way, and fighting is also continuing in other parts of the country. So in those circumstances, you have very little option but to resort to a military evacuation, which is what's happened in this case.
All right, so you're saying when things don't go according to plan, you have to throw away the plan and call in the soldiers, essentially.
Call in the soldiers, indeed. And then this, you have to adapt to whatever the circumstances are. The plan is, can't cover every contingency. And it was clear from here that the embassies were in the middle of a war zone, that they were being targeted. Normally, diplomatic missions can operate with a degree of immunity. But in this conflict, we saw attacks on the EU ambassador. We saw attacks on French and Americans. So the diplomats themselves were unable to operate, so had to be evacuated. And ironically, with the diplomats out of the country, it's much easier to put pressure on the parties because you don't have hostages, if you like. The difficulty now is how to get British citizens out. That's right. A much more complex operation because they'll be spread all over the place.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. What do you do then? Because the embassy, at least, we know where it's located. It's also to some degree fortified and protected. But the civilians who live in various parts of the city, how do you get them out? Are we talking sending British soldiers to various addresses throughout Khartoum? How does that work?
I don't think that's practical, to go and send British soldiers to knock on doors around Khartoum. I mean, what will happen is what the British government has done is they've asked all British citizens who are still in Sudan to register with the Foreign Office so we know where they are. So the Foreign Office knows where they are, what their contact details are. And the advice at the moment is to stay put, to stay indoors, lie low. The focus now will be on getting a much longer ceasefire, putting pressure on the Sudanese military and the rapid support forces to provide a much longer period of ceasefire in which an international evacuation could take place. And it's likely to be in concert with friends and allies like the Americans, the French, the Saudis, the Emiratis to try and coordinate efforts and then get agreement. What you would ideally get is agreement from both the parties that foreign nationals can congregate somewhere in Khartoum, make their way there, and then be evacuated by convoy to a safe place, either an airport or the port. But that takes a lot of work and a lot of negotiation and a lot of cooperation from two warring parties who've shown themselves so far to be difficult to reach agreement with.
That's really interesting. So you're saying the best evacuation plan for foreigners living across Khartoum is no evacuation for the moment until you can actually work on making the conditions for an evacuation more favorable. What happens to the embassy once you've taken out and you've evacuated your diplomatic staff? I assume it's not left completely empty. A diplomacy is always a sensitive place for the country that it belongs to. How do you protect it? How do you handle that?
Well, the diplomats themselves will be relocated to other nearby embassies. So they will continue to operate as our embassy to Sudan, and they will continue to provide expertise and their local knowledge of Khartoum and the country itself. Our ambassador, the British ambassador, was in London on holiday when the conflict started. So he's already been in London advising the Foreign Secretary and the Crisis Centre. The other diplomats will be relocated, I suspect, probably to to maybe Saudi Arabia or Djibouti, somewhere near where they can continue to assist with planning and with making contact with British citizens. It's something they weren't able to do while they were in Khartoum. They'll be better able to operate outside of Khartoum. And, of course, we'll be trying to make contact at high levels with the Sudanese military and the rapid support forces, along with other countries, to try and create the conditions so that our citizens can leave in safety.
Ambassador William Patey, thank you for joining us on the show today.